Hello, my name is Bree. Reach the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm not having a medical emergency. I have a question.
Are you calling to find a testing? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling to ask you a question about masking, actually, and they gave me this number. So would you be who I would talk to or not?
I'm not sure. You can ask your question. I can answer it to the best of my abilities. So go ahead with the question.
Okay. The question is that I am a manager at a hair salon, okay, and we require face masks to walk in the door, and I don't want to say he's a regular customer because he's come twice now on a Sunday, and I don't work. Well, I do work on Sundays, but I go in there to do paperwork after they close. Okay, so he's come both times on a Sunday and both times encountered one particular stylist who he's saying is rude and horrible to him because she tells him he has to leave because he does not have a face mask on, which he claims to have a medical condition, which is his disability, why he can't wear a face mask. And so now he's threatening, you know, he wrote a letter to the owner of the salon saying that we are discriminating against him due to his disability. And the fact of the matter is the only persons that are allowed to come in there without a mask is two and under. There's nobody that gets to come in there without a mask. The end.
Yes, ma'am.
We have masks on. We require anybody that walks through the door to have a mask on. This isn't about being a woman, a man, purple, pink, or green, okay? This is about we are trying to keep from getting COVID-19. And we are doing everything by the book. So, and you know, these doctors' excuses that people want to throw at us, you know, I've been manager for a long time. You know, your employees will throw fake doctor's notes at you, okay? That's not hard to do. You know, if he needs a haircut so bad, I'm sure he can find a place that, you know, will do it him without a mask. You know, why pick on our salon?
Yes, ma'am. So basically
so
for that,
you know about masking?
You report that to the CDC.
To the CDC.
Yes, ma'am. And, I mean, you can report his name, you know, him as a person since he's coming to the salon. You know, he's a regular. So you can report.
Well, he's not a regular. I can't tell you he's a regular. I haven't punched him into. I just learned his name a few minutes ago, and I am not at the salon, so I can't punch it into the computer. I'm feeling like he is trying to intimidate people to do what he wants to do. I could be wrong, but I doubt it, okay? Because, you know, none of us like wearing a mask. It's not my favorite thing to do, and I wear one 10 hours a day, 5 and 6 days a week, okay? But, you know, everyone else is, you know, going with the flow. People with asthma, people that hyperventilate, people that have anxiety, because, you know, it helps us all stay safe. And, you know,
yes,
he's not getting that. And that's what this woman, you know, who he thinks is so mean to him, you know, she's getting frustrated because she's trying to explain this to him. Look, sir, we don't allow anyone to come in here without a mask. You know, we're sorry that you have this condition, you know, but we can't help you. So you
yes,
think
ma'am.
I should call the CDC, right? Is that
yes,
what
ma'am. That'll be your best option.
And what? Give them his name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I mean, because, you know, everybody, and you understand that, like, public health has a set of stuff. You know, I also go by the Board of Cosmetology, who's, you know, who's also following the guidelines of, like, you know, the CDC and you, the public health, and the CDC has their guidelines. And then, you know, OSHA also has guidelines as well, you know, because, you know, we
yes,
are protected
ma'am.
In our job status. And that, you know, this is not a, you know, I just don't see how the man can use the word discriminate. You know, that's, I think, the thing that's very inflaming.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, but the CDC will be able to assist you with that, and they'll let you know what you need to do from there. Mm-hmm. It'll be
800-232-4636. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a nice day.